This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
On the Chicago Board of Trade Friday, all three grains closed lower, with traders not eager to take long positions home over the three-day weekend while there is rain in the forecast and the U.S. dollar index trades higher. Corn closed down a nickel in the July option and was down 4.5 cents in the December option. Soybeans closed down 14 and a quarter in the July option and down 11 and one half for the November option. Wheat closed down 6¾ cents for the July option. In Chicago, it was down 11 and a quarter cents for the July option in Kansas City and down 9.5 cents in the July option in Minneapolis. And for the week, July corn closed 5.5 lower, while December closed a nickel lower. July soybeans were 29 cents lower, the November option 27.5 cents lower. July wheat in Chicago, 4.5 cents higher for the week. In Kansas City, wheat 4¾ cents higher. Minneapolis, July wheat was 7½ cents higher for the week. Right now, we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash grain markets.
This is Friday's grain report, prepared by the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were lower late Friday afternoon, with corn, soybeans, and wheat closing lower following a favorable weather forecast for warmer temperatures next week. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn 5 cents lower at $3.38 to $3.54. Soybeans are down 14 cents at $8.99 to $9.17. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn mostly 5 cents lower at $3.35 to $3.60. Soybeans were down 15 cents at $9.09 to $9.29. In the southern part of the state, elevators and mills reported shell corn mostly 5 to 6 cents lower at $3.40 to $3.67. Soybeans are down 13 to 15 cents at $9.17 to $9.39. Wheat was down 5 to 7 cents at $4.21 to $4.85. Illinois soybean processors' cash bids were down 12 to 14 cents at $9.49 to $9.52. Basis levels were unchanged to 2 cents higher at $25 to $35 over July. High-protein soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at $3.09.20 to $3.29.20 per ton. That's up 10 cents, with basis levels unchanged at $5 to $25 over July. Illinois corn processor quoted air producer corn market 5 cents lower at $3.59 to $3.77. Basis levels were unchanged at 1 to 17 under the July. Illinois River barge loading elevators placed air producer corn market 5 cents lower at $3.59 to $3.62. Basis levels were unchanged at 1 under to 2 over July. Soybean bids were down 13 to 14 cents at $9.36 to $9.45. Basis levels were unchanged to a penny stronger at 12 to 21 under the July. New crop wheat prices closed 3 to 7 cents lower at $4.97 to $5.07, with basis levels unchanged to 4 cents higher at 18 under to 8 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed air producer corn market 3 to 5 cents lower at $3.79 to $3.80. These elevators lowered their soybean bids 13 to 15 cents at $9.61 to $9.63. Soft wheat was 6 to 7 cents lower at $5.15 to $5.16. Milo closed 5 cents lower at $4.10 to $4.26. Contract bids to producers for fall delivery grain in northern and western Illinois. Fall delivery shell corn contracts were offered at $3.40 to $3.53. Fall delivery soybean contracts range from $8.48 up to $8.83. In central Illinois, fall delivery shell corn contracts range from $3.33 to $3.51. Fall delivery soybean contracts at $8.72 to $8.87. In the southern part of the state, elevators and mills reported shell corn contracts at $3.40 to $3.54 for a new crop. New crop soybeans were offered at $8.72 to $8.92, and June-July delivery soft wheat contracts were quoted in a range of $4.81 to $5.03. That concludes Friday's grain market summary.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade from Friday, June hogs ended at 83.72, down a nickel. July hogs ended at 83.72, down 12. August hogs ended at 83.72, down 35. June cattle on Friday ended at 151.12, down a quarter. August cattle 150.70, down 20. October cattle ended at 152.60, down 2. August feeder cattle on Friday ended the week at $219, up $1.27. September feeders $218, up $1.17. October feeders ended at $217, up $1.10. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash livestock markets.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday the 22nd's afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded $1.03 lower in the range of $69 to $80, with the weighted average carcass price of $77.18. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading mostly steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 22 to 27, 4 to 5 weights 26 to 31, 5 to 6 weights 30 to 33, and 6 weights and up 32 to 35. On the Illinois direct hog trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from $53 to $58. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 7,708 head. And now for the report from the Walnut Livestock Auction from Thursday, May 21st. They had receipts of 162 head compared to last week. Slaughter steers and heifers sold $3.50 lower. Slaughter Holstein steers sold a dollar lower. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they ranged in price from $157.50. to $160.25. Choice slaughter Holstein steers were $143 to $148, and choice slaughter heifers $157 to $160.75. On to slaughter cows. Premiums were bringing $141, breakers $105 to $112, with some high dressing at $119. Boners were $104 to $110. And some high dressing at $118. Leans were $96. Now in the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at $158 to $161, and on a dress basis $250 to $253. Heifers on a live basis traded at $159 to $160, and on a dress basis $250 to $253. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 264 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass, $84.77, and that was $1.16 lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses, $260.25, that was $1.97 lower, with select carcasses at $247.62, that was $1.70 lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 109,000. That compared to 111,000 last week and 114,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 411,000. That compared to 410,000 last week and 393,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Welcome back to part two. Are you aware that there is a difference between grilling and barbecuing beef? When you're grilling beef, you're preparing food on a grill over hot coals or other heat source. However, when you barbecue beef, you're slowly cooking it in a pit or on a spit using hot coals or hardwood as a heat source. The food is basted, usually with a highly seasoned sauce, to keep it moist. Memorial Day is the single largest beef day of the year. 4th of July and Labor Day typically tie for the second most popular beef days of the year. In addition to the meat, 16 million ears of corn will be eaten, 3 million boxes of Jell-O prepared, and 5 million pounds of potatoes. mostly in potato salad. This is John Michael Marty saying bon appetit and happy Memorial Day. Stay safe. That's all for part two. We'll see you tomorrow.